of a resident. I'd like
Hang
to.
On. We got to do. Sorry.
10:10:23.
Second.
Board meeting.
Michelle, you got to do one.
I'm sorry. Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt? Absent?
He said aye.
And
first Hoyt's absent.
No.
Oh, okay. And Redhead?
Aye.
So Lou's not coming?
Okay. Not here yet.
Okay, at the request of a resident from a few board meetings ago, we're going to state who is in attendance. Nick Hoyt, Zach Gelling, Joanne Nazarian, Carrie Redhead, and for Darlene tonight is Michelle Swidowski. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Thank
great.
You. Okay. Is there any residents who would like to address the floor?
Board,
huh?
Do you want to address the board?
Yeah. You just asked.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Do I have time now?
Yep. Come on up.
Bring your paper up.
I'll sit in the front row.
Do you have a form?
Huh?
Your form?
I didn't fill it out, no.
Well, just, if you want to go ahead and then you can fill it out after.
Okay. Only a couple minutes, I think.
3 minutes.
Three.
Go right over here.
Your name?
Stephen Roberts.
Did you want the microphone over there?
Nah, you can hear me, can't you?
Yes.
All right.
Most people can.
You have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
I have a question about the water district from Hinmanville over to Bankrupt, and then on to County Route 6. What is going on with that? I hear nothing. I'm paying taxes for it, but I don't see nothing.
We just actually got an update from our engineer. He emailed us today, and it looks, according to him, it is going to start the first or second week in November.
The construction?
The construction, yep.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Any idea how long that would take?
I think they said, didn't they say almost, you're going all the way down? Not, or it should be done by next.
You know, I don't think we can really control that. We don't know what the weather's
right.
going to be, you know. So
materials, how much they've got. I know they've
right.
been ordering and stockpiling, so
very
they
good.
Can
it's
move right along.
Yeah.
Should be a quick process.
I hope so.
We hope
yeah.
so, too.
Except I'm not going to have it, because I'll be in Florida for the winter. So in the spring, I hope to have it then.
Well, when you come back home,
you'll have fresh water.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Which end are you located?
I'm right on. We're on County Route 6, 352, between Barnard and Bankrupt.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You
do. Is there anybody else who would like to address the floor? Okay. I have an update regarding a petition regarding, the speed limit reduction over in Pennville with over at County Route 54 between Peter Scott Road, Aunt Goffrey Road. In May, the board was presented, on May 9th at the board meeting, we were presented with a petition to reduce the speed limit over there to 30. We did send the request to the county. The county then us returned it and we went to the state. The state has denied that request. It will stay at 45 miles per hour. Does not meet the requirements of the 85th percentile regarding their analysis for crash analysis, test drives, radar analysis, or their investigations. So, unfortunately, that petition has been denied and it will stay at the rate of 45 miles per hour.
So it is 30 miles an hour mark from C&J's to Godfrey Road intersection. Always has been.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Joanne, you are up.
This is regarding the Bankrupt Road Water District. C2AE, who is the engineer on this project, their original construction administration agreement was $70,000, And as this project has been going on for a number of years now, they have exhausted the $70,000. This has gone on several more years due to COVID than we expected. So they are asking for an increase going forward for the amount of $30,000 to get them through the construction phase of this project. That is an estimate of $5,000 per month over the course of the next 6 months. This is something that they would bill against going forward. So we did ask for their invoices for the past few months. They have done a lot more work applying for grants, having to negotiate with contractors, additional easements. Does anybody have any questions on this? Okay, so at this time, I would like to make a motion to increase the construction administration budget for C2AE an additional $30,000. And I would just like to note that in this particular project, there is a $100,000 contingency that's already worked into the overall cost of the project. And this money will be taken from that contingency, and it will not impact the overall cost to the taxpayers.
Right.
Second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
I'm done.
Zach?
So, last board meeting, we put out a public posting for requests for qualifications for engineers for the bankrupt road, it was for the bankrupt road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was for the bankrupt road, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, we had to put out, the state now requires the request for proposal or qualifications.
We put out a notice to get requests for qualifications. C2AE was the only engineering firm that responded back. And again, that just basically accepting them allows us and them to apply for additional funding through the state and through the federal government. So, does anybody have any questions?
It was an RFQ for what?
Michelle, can I see that thing you have your hand on right now?
Right here?
Yep.
Excuse my reach.
It's actually for the...
It's for Huntley Road.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I know.
It's for Huntley Road.
That's what I said. I'm like, no.
So it's basically, so when they request and they go after funding and grants, this allows, and they were saying that getting and checking this basically checks another box on the application, so it allows for them to request for possible additional funding through the state and through the federal government. So I don't know specifically what, I mean, we posted it like 2 weeks ago.
So basically the project has been voted on by that district. It was approved. The next step in that is now to do the design phase of that. And
so
in the past,
to hire,
yes. So in the past, it would just be given to, in this case, C2AE. New York State has just changed the requirements for that, and we did have to put in the paper. We had to do a posting asking for request for qualifications. We allowed until September 29th for engineering firms to send that in. C2AE is the only firm that sent anything in. So that's
it's like their CR, their
it's just their qualifications.
Their resume. It gives all their background, their history.
And again, this is specific for Huntley Road, but it allows for other future water districts.
Gotcha.
And it's just basically checking a box. It's nothing. So with that, I'll make the motion to accept C2AE's request for qualifications.
I'll second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
The next is the fee schedule. I know, Patrick, you're here. You had some changes. I don't know if we want to push that off and wait, and we can discuss and see what those changes are before Next thing is the speed reduction. So, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, right over County Route 57 and Bancroft Road by RFH's, they put up some stop signs, made it a four-way. The county ended up coming back and taking them down because obviously that was going to be more of a hazard. So after having some meetings, the county highway superintendent is requesting, and I believe from our emails that Cliff is on board, to send a speed reduction to the state. And I have the letter right here.
I have the form.
If you want to see it next, yeah. I know. Linda. So, and basically the town has nothing to do, we don't normally, but the county would like us to just make a motion approving the speed reduction, so that way they can just, when they send it to the state, they can basically show that the town is on board, the county's on, you know, show all the people on board with this.
So the speed reduction actually would go from leaving the village of Phoenix, right near Phoenix, the old Phoenix Press, it'd go from 55 to 45 to Great Bear is what the county.
From 55 to 45.
Isn't that what I said? Okay.
So.
Well, if it's leaving Phoenix, it'd have to go 30 to 45.
And
well, it goes to 55 right when you head out, when you're coming, when you're going north from the village. So when where it starts 55, where, as Cliff said, right where Great Bear Daycare is, when it begins 55, it'd go 45.
But ultimately, it's the state's decision. They're going to do the same thing.
Would,
so
yeah.
All we have to do is just
is
say,
we're saying yes.
Yes,
we are. We agree. We're on board until Great Bear, and then that would hopefully help reduce some of the issues that are over that keep happening at that intersection.
So again, this is not changing the speed reduction. This is basically just saying that the town is on board for the speed reduction. Ultimately, it's the state's decision on what they'd like to do.
Typically, there'd be a petition circulating in that area for a speed reduction. This is a recommendation coming from the county. Nothing to do with the town board, just a formality to approve it to go to the state to see what the state says.
Zach, you made that motion?
Is everyone good?
Yeah.
So I'll make the motion to accept the speed reduction that the county has sent over and send it back to them and let them send it to the state.
I'll second.
Who asked for the area that you just mentioned from the village of Phoenix to Great Bear?
We don't know. Our own county legislators weren't involved. All of a sudden they went up, and then they got enough calls.
No, you mean that he said the speed reduction.
Yeah. Who
so basically when those four-way stop signs went up, enough people complained that the county took them down. They met. The county, I think, is ultimately the one asking.
I guess my point being is I just think you're asking for too big of an area. They might not pass it. The hazard is at the four corners.
We're just doing what the county wants us to do. It's a county road, so we're just happy they took the four-way stop sign down.
For the record, the four-way stop signs were never active. They had bags hanging over them.
I heard a lot about them. But I'm just saying.
So did we have a second?
I did.
Yeah, Joanne did.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
All right, Carrie, can you send that over to Cliff in the county?
Cliff's already taking care of it. It's got to go back to...
Well, can you let them know that we passed
it? It does say that the town clerk needs to sign.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's got to go back to Dar. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. I just have to fill in the date and then it'll go back. Yep.
Next thing on the list is the design and construction for County Route 57 and Huntley Road Water District. I know I talked to some of you. Ian sent over to us basically the next step for the County Route 57 Huntley Road Water District is to do aerial footage in basically the design phases, et cetera, et cetera. He sent over that agreement. I forwarded it to Brenda. I don't know if we want to make a motion to accept it contingent on Graham and Brenda, because I know it's a 70-page document, if we want, you know, them to just make sure, or if we're good with just making the motion and accepting. So, you guys tell me.
Is this the next stage of design?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is the next phase.
So we applied for a grant this year through the federal government for that.
Mm-hmm.
And in reviewing the original documents where it discussed that water district, to keep the cost down, there was a discussion in there about putting it in PVC.
Okay.
We shouldn't put that water district in, or any water district in the town, in a PVC, because Aqua will not take maintenance on any PVC water lines in the town. And ultimately, we should get to a point that we want to turn those water lines over to Aqua for maintenance, so that we don't have to maintain a full-scale water maintenance department. We can't do that if it's in PVC.
Okay.
We'll save up front, but it'll cost us in the long run.
So I think that's basically the next step. So when they do, that's what this is. So once we agree to this, they're going to do, I know, I've already talked to Ian, and he's contacted the people to put it on the radar for like aerial footage, whether they do drone or they're going to have to fly a helicopter, you know, the next design phases.
We haven't heard that from Graham, correct? It's 76 pages.
I don't think he's read it. And I don't know if he's... I know I forwarded it to Brenda, because Ian sent it to all of us.
I mean, we just received it today.
Yeah, but Brenda wasn't attached to it, and I don't think Graham was.
Graham will be here tomorrow morning.
So I forwarded it to Brenda, but I have to, I think, still forward it to Graham. So that's why I said I don't know if you guys want to make the motion to accept contingent on what, you know, make sure our town attorney and the comptroller agree, or if you guys just want to hold off for the 2 weeks. I don't want to, you know, delay the project, that's all.
Well, I'm fine with doing it contingent on
Ian knows that it can't, it's not, it can't be PVC.
And so, and that's, again, that's what this is. This is not agreeing to any, you know, finalized. This is basically saying, here's the money, so that way you can start designing and start configuring and all that stuff.
Well, being that they are the only ones that submitted the required qualifications, and now they've submitted their estimate on how much they think it's going to cost to design, we don't have any other quotes from anybody else, so
exactly.
We just need our
step.
Attorney to review it and Brenda. So I'm comfortable with...
I don't want to delay the project.
No, I don't either.
Their initial documents, C2AE's initial documents,
yes,
called for it to be in PVC. So what I'm saying is,
okay,
is it needs to be clarified that you don't want to go that route.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their initial report that they put out when he did all the presentations here, that basis was based on a PVC line.
Okay. All right.
So I will make the motion to accept C2AE's proposal for the design and construction of County Route 57 Huntley Road Water District, contingent on our town comptroller and town attorneys sign off and okay.
With the exchange of the pipe.
That's the next step. So once we accept this and they start designing, then yeah, we'll tell them about the PVC and stuff. Yep.
I'll second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Reddit?
Aye.
There is paperwork here from C2AE that should be signed.
This one?
Nope.
This one?
It's
or the big packet.
And, yep, all of those blue tabs and red tabs, and Ian is coming tomorrow to pick that up.
He's coming tomorrow,
so
too? Before we leave the whole house tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, no, go ahead.
I'll get all the signatures before we end.
But just so everybody is aware, I just heard that Graham's going to be here in the morning, and Ian is coming to pick that up so that he can get started.
Does that need town board signature?
Nope, just...
I wouldn't sign it until he's here.
Yep.
I just had a question regarding the land on Klein Road with the town gravel bed. Has that clearing been started and or finished? Do we know?
It has been started, yes.
Okay.
And I believe that it is finished. I know the gentleman was out there recently taking the trees down and cleared quite a bit.
Perfect.
Anything else?
We do have to go into executive session for a couple of things.
Okay.
I think that this would apply for this.
Yeah, perfect.
So I would like to make a motion to go into executive session for number three, information relating to a current or future investigation or prosecution of a criminal offense, which would imperil effective law enforcement if disclosed.
And the time is at 6:22.
Second.
What number was that, number three?
Yeah. And I'd like to invite Don Clark and Patrick Dolan into executive session.
We
got
a vote.
Oh. Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
Recorder is paused while they are in executive session. 6:35, still in executive session. 6:35, still in executive session. Still in executive session at 6:45 p.m. Out of executive session at 7:12 p.m. Okay. Motion to resume.
Okay. Is everybody in here? Okay, I would like to call... Make a motion to come out of executive session with no
decisions
made at 7:12 p.m.
Second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
With that, I will make a motion to adopt... accept the new Town of Scruple fee schedule.
I'll second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye. Is there anything else? Okay, I'd like to make a motion to close the Town of Scruple board meeting at 7:13. Who would like to second that?
Oh, I'll second.
Thank you.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Skelly?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Redhead?
Aye.
Okay. Our adjourned.